Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com with your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, and Adriana Arts.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com. I am Iggy Garcia.
I am David Tucros.
And I'm Adriana Arts.
We want to thank you for tuning in. I am broadcasting from the International Space Station in outer space.
And I am on top of the Space Needle.
All right, cool. Where are you at, Adriana?
I'm not telling.
No, that's a good one. We've become accustomed to hearing that a lot.
She's a woman of mystery.
Yeah, she is. She is a woman of mystery. Well, I want to welcome you guys to the show, and I want to welcome our listeners to the show. This is episode like 800 or something like that, something along that line. So we stopped keeping count after a while. But anyhow, I want the listeners to know that we do have a call-in number, and that call-in number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. Tell us what you would like to talk about. Tell us what you, something that's on your mind, something that, you know, maybe you've wanted us to share and maybe we just haven't. And, you know, sometimes the first caller could be a blessing or a curse. And first caller, we're going to ask you a question real quick. We're going to ask you what you would like to hear or why you're calling and what's your interest about our show. So you actually get the draw. So here we go. Hello, listener. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Wow, such pressure.
It's all you.
Wow. Well, I was tuning in to check out the show. My name is Mike, and I was tuning in to check out the show and to kind of, you know, wow, whatever I want. You know, I'm actually developing and have found some decent success in regards to my own development here in California, where I've done some stuff. And, you know, the one thing that's probably not nearly as consistent for me is the mediumship stuff. And intuitively, could, you know, do all day and so forth, but also as kind of an intuitive, you know, it's like, for instance, I just got a deposit check back from my previous place, and intuitively, I got all the wrong stuff. I got the wrong information in regards to how much that was, because I like to play with it to kind of develop it and so forth. So reading myself is even more difficult, which I just witnessed like 10 minutes ago. So I was thinking that the check was going to be much bigger. So I guess I don't even know if that's a topic or what, or just some random babbling.
No, absolutely
we
not.
We have a lot of random babbling on this show anyway. So
yes, we do.
Okay.
Adriana suggested that we take the first caller tonight, and I was like, okay, we're going to do that. We're gonna explore that and see where it goes and where it takes us, and so. I like what you're saying about how to maybe use your intuition in a different light. Or can you read yourself? I mean, that's a good question. I'm gonna put you on hold for a minute, but I'll bring you back in, and I'm gonna talk with Adriana and David real quick about that, and then we'll put you back on, and we'll let you chime in with us. Okay. All right, guys. There's our topic for tonight. but before we start that topic. Okay, before we go on, I still would like to share a little bit about what we've done and what we usually do. You know, we all kind of go off and do our little things. We don't all live in the same place. Being in the space station, it makes it very difficult for me to come down to Earth sometimes. So, but just like to share, you know, I want to share something, you know, after you guys share about my weekend. So who would like to start?
Oh, well, I can go first. My weekend was pretty quiet in that I wanted to get some things done. So I kind of put myself in my apartment here. It didn't go out very much, but I wanted to get my web presence up. So I've got a couple of websites out there, davidrutland.com and davidtwocrows.com, that are now up and functional and running, and I like them. You know, they came out really well. I kept the design simple so that you can look at it on your smartphone as well as your as the computer, and it's got just the basics there. You know, I'm going to add to it as we go along, but I wanted to get something off of Facebook because I don't feel Facebook's an effective way to reach people all the time because there's so many different things coming in on people's threads, and you know, it's just not a very effective tool. It has its advantages, and there's things I still want to do with it, but I wanted to get a presence off of Facebook. So I think I'm working on that well. The other thing I'm doing is working on my YouTube channel, and so kind of getting that ready. Every day, you know, I just take a little step closer, and I think that the goal is to, you know, is to be up and running off of, like I say, off of Facebook, and just be so point people in the direction of those websites when they have questions or they want to find out what we're doing or things like that. So I'm pleased with how it's going, and you know, awesome. it was another little thing I can kind of tick off of my list of goals that I have for this year. But so that was good, you know, and I like what's happening. I like the energy that I'm feeling from myself and from you, Iggy, and from some of the other people in our circle that are we're starting to you know, get things done, you know, and move forward with some interesting and exciting projects. So that's what I was doing this weekend, and now I turn it over to the next person.
Adriana.
Well, I had a fun weekend for the most part this past weekend. I'm still working on myself as far as dance and trying to keep a balance in dance and in life. So I'm still kind of there. And let's see, a friend from out of town with Mary over the weekend. So that was a blast. You know, it was really good to see her. And my gosh, we laughed so hard. And for me, that was the best medicine. It's what I needed this weekend. So that last one was a blast. It was hilarious and a good time. So go out there in the world and find what gives you that laughter. Other than that,
awesome.
You know, just one of those weekends, but it was all good for me. So
good.
So tell us about yours. You were pretty busy.
Yeah, actually, Friday I just crashed. Like, I was, like, tired, you know, just I must have maxed out my my psychic ability or whatever you want to call it. But anyhow, on Saturday, I got a nice surprise. A couple friends of mine actually invited me to go see Knuckle Bear, Medicine for the People. They're a Native American group that plays some music that is very inspiring about, you know, Native American culture and stuff. So it's pretty intense. One of my favorite groups. And I got to see them. I went with Amber and I went with Don. They invited me. I drove. And, you know, it was pretty chill. There was nothing crazy. We had dinner and we hung out. And then we went to the concert. The concert was actually kind of short. It was kind of like, it was like last minute they decided to do it. But it wasn't like the regular concerts that they usually do. It was more like a personal concert, almost kind of like almost like the guy himself was just playing a lot. But it was still nice. It was beautiful. We kind of felt gypped a little bit, but we took what we got from it. You know, we enjoyed it. And then, you know, but actually it was actually played into my favor because I had to drive late and stuff. And then I had a sweat lodge in the morning, which I had to get to the sweat lodge grounds around 9 a.m. So by the time I got home, like 2 in the morning, got some rest, had the most amazing, you know, experience in the sweat lodge, creating the fire and getting things ready and preparing. And then when my friend Nick showed up, he helped me with the fire. And then the people started to gather and started to show up, and the right people who showed up were there. And we had people from Cleveland. We actually had a lady who came all the way from Washington State to sweat with us. She had heard about our Nemanja sweats. She stopped here because she's going somewhere else along the way. So for me, that was powerful just in that message there. And we had this most amazing experience in the lodge. I've done, you know, for 10 years sweats, but everyone is completely different. But this one was very amazingly super powerful. And, you know, some of my people who I mentor, you know, in the work I do showed up, and they thought they were going to be late. And but they ended up at the right time because we started when we needed to start. But, you know, today, three people actually gave me phone calls and said, hey, you know what? You really inspired me, and you really, you know, are genuine, and we really love you. And it's one of those aha moments, you know, for me when, you know, mm-hmm. someone's saying, hey, you know, your life, you've changed my life because you just let me be who I am. Because the people I mentor and work with, I tell them to go out and experience, you know, other practitioners, other metaphysicians, other holistic practitioners, because they ask me questions. They go, hey, what do you think about this person? What do you think about that person? I said, well, for me, you know, I experience them how I experience them, but you're going to experience them completely different. You're going to have a completely different outlook on how they are. And I think that plays big because, you know what, I don't want to be anybody's guru. You know, like I told them, I don't know what is guru. I'm not here to look for followers or whatever. But, you know, they want me to keep mentoring them. They want me to work with them a little bit closer than they have. They had a chance to go out and experience things. And you know what? They like my style. I guess that's what it boils down to. So I was pretty happy about that. And, you know, it's just one of those moments. I just started crying because it was like David knows me for years. I say, are we making a difference in the world? Are we just wasting our gift on nothing? And, you know, he said, no. And you know, David told me no. I mean, you know, I had to learn that. And I had to figure that out. And now those seeds that I've planted along the way are starting to sprout, and they're starting to, you know, some of them are germinating, some of them are growing, some of them may never grow, but I'm starting to see the fruits a little bit of the things that I've created, helped create with the spirit and with the universe. So I'm pretty happy. That's been my experience. That was my weekend coming into Monday. So pretty excited about
that. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. It's good to get that feedback from people and to know, as you said, that you're making a difference. And you do, you know, and I think that attitude of yours of not really wanting to be anyone's guru or teacher more than just helping them connect with their own sacredness, their own divinity, their own healing, their own power within them, that's the right way to go about it. I wrote a little something on Facebook that kind of plays into that as I was thinking of that as you were talking there. And I said, the more important than giving you the answer, the function of ministers, gurus, and metaphysical teachers in general should be to equip and empower you to explore the metaphysical realm for yourself. You're not meant to live on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So, yeah. So I'm happy that you got to hear that from people. And it always does also warm my heart whenever I hear that about the work that we do. And I mean all of us, you know. The people who come up to us and say, you know, you really inspire me when I see you and when I see your group doing things. And, you know, I really like what I see and hear, you know, and that means a lot, you know. So I want to express my gratitude for that as well, that it feels like we're making a difference out there and we're helping other people make the difference.
Absolutely.
Too. And that's what gives us hope, you know, and this can seem like a pretty hopeless time right now as things are changing and we seem to be in turmoil and everything, but it's just change. You know, change happens all the time and it's a change that is necessary, I think, because it's bringing us into realization of some things and that's always a good thing when we can come to a different understanding about the world we live in and open our eyes up about it. You know, we're going to see some things we don't like. We're gonna confront some things that we don't agree with, but that's how we grow, and that's how we find things within ourselves to grow as well. So, it's good, you know, and challenging, and these are exciting times to be in, and I see some exciting things ahead for us as we step into more of our own power too. So, anyway, that's my take on it.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
So let's take a really quick break. And then we'll come back and we'll kind of start that little topic off that Mike got us on about our intuition, and we'll just play from there, and we'll bring Mike back on and see if he got a little insight or not, or if he has something else he wants to share. And Mike's kind of our guest tonight, isn't he? So he
hang
didn't
in there, Mike.
The universe is funny. The universe is funny how it plays. All right, we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com with your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, and Adriana Arts. Now back to the show.
Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com. I'm Iggy Garcia. I hope you're enjoying our show. We kind of talk about the little things, you know, that's on our minds. You know, that's kind of how we always start our show. But we had a listener kind of proposed something about intuition, how to use your intuition, how do we maybe hone our intuition, and how do we go about, you know, focusing on that, and how does it work? Are we working? Are we using it right? Is it playing into our favor or not? And, you know, I'm going to open the floor up to you guys, and you can interrupt me or whatever. I usually start, but I'm going to let Adriana start. How about you start, Adriana?
All righty then. How do you use your intuition? I've always seemed to have had some sort of intuition from my earliest memories anyway. So it's not like I really feel like I had a choice on, at the time, I guess, on how to use it or interpret it, or what to compare it to. Maybe that's better. But with me, I just, you feel it so deep inside, and you can go through changes and see things that no one else would be able to see. You can experience all of this, and you just know that anything that everyone said wasn't real or true or couldn't be real really is real. You feel that it's that strong, it's that deep inside you, that you, that's what you feel. And when you feel that, you know that that is true. A lot of people doubt their intuition. I can't say that I've ever doubted mine, ever, just because of how strong the feeling is when it's there. So how do I use that as far as if I read someone? A lot of times I will pick up their, not really their thoughts, but their feelings. A lot of people are afraid if you read them that you can read their mind or something, or what they're thinking right then and there while they're sitting there. That's not the case with me anyway. I'm not a mind reader, but I can feel a person and what they're feeling inside. And that's, I also use cards as a tool when I read someone, but sometimes I just get feelings when I'm talking to people. And if I get a strong feeling, or if I see anything around them or feel it so strong that I see it with my eyes, I tell that person whatever it is. Instinct is something you have to act on when it's there, when it's like kind of slapping you to try to help this person or to tell this person this thing or not to tell somebody something too. And intuition's just there. I've always had mm-hmm. some sort of it, of intuition. So
very good.
But I try to help. If I, most of mine seem to be warnings for people,
mm-hmm.
the intuition that I receive around people, and I'm not sure what the reason is for that, why that seems to be the most instances that I can say I have a very strong intuition around a person that's I might or might not really know very well, even. But, you know, so I just, when it's there and when you see it, you have to tell whoever that person is and hope that they can receive that with an open mind. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you blow people's minds away, too, so.
Sure, sure. Very good.
Can you read yourself, though? Was that another question?
What's that?
Wasn't another question a part of that? Can you read yourself, or how do you read yourself?
Yeah, yeah. He asked if, you know, how can maybe better read himself, because he had tried to read himself about a deposit check he got back, and he thought he was going to get more, and he was kind of off on the figures. I think that's how it was.
Well, I find when I read myself, if I'm off on anything, it's usually the time frame. So, like figures, the time frame kind of involves mathematical numbers. I don't think that sounds unusual, the amount, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. And, David, how about you, my friend?
Yeah, you know, intuition. Intuition, the way I look at it, is kind of like a greater knowing than the conscious or analyzing mind has. When we see the world, we see objects and people, and you know, we make associations based upon experience or what we know about something, or you know, all that conscious knowledge. But when we step back and kind of just get a greater sense for the world itself without trying to put labels on it or categories or make assumptions about things, that to me is the intuition. That's the greater sense of what's going on. And I've had that in life. You know, I don't know if sometimes I've used it correctly to make the right decisions, because I still have made a lot of bad decisions, even though, you know, I might have had a feeling about something. But over time, I've learned to trust that more and to tap into that more in everything that I do. So, yeah, there's times when I don't feel right about something and I kind of steer clear of it, or I just know. Like for instance, the New Year's Eve party that you had at Garcia's, something told me, stay home. And who knows, you know, maybe it was because I was going to get in an accident or something was going to happen that, you know, my presence there wouldn't have been a good thing, you know. So I don't know why sometimes I get these strong feelings and just decide that that's not right for me. Or if mm-hmm. I come across somebody, you get kind of a strange feeling about them that, you know, that mm-hmm. they're not somebody that you really should hang out with. There's a lot mm-hmm. of folks who carry their dramas and their traumas with them. And
sure.
Sometimes you have to steer clear of those people in order to keep from getting swept up in their personal little storms. You can try to talk to them and you know, help them out in a way, but you know, getting too close to them personally is going to draw you in too. So, I mean, that's your choice to make. But for me, that is like a red flag that goes up, and I go, you know what? I just think I should stay away from that. But as far as whether you can read yourself or not, I'm going to have to say that really I don't think you can do that any more than you can use your own eyes to see, to look within yourself. I think you need a second set of, or even a third set of eyes or intuition on yourself to kind of get a better picture. Sometimes you can be too close to something to make a decision that about something. So I don't know. It always helps to have another opinion.
Sure.
But you can have a sense about yourself. You can still, you know, use intuition to move through life. But if you have a question or a problem or a situation you're facing where your intuition isn't giving you any insight, I believe that it's good to go ahead and get a second or third opinion. You know, consult some people, let them read you so that you can get some more input, like going to the doctor and getting a second or a third opinion on something. You sometimes you're just too close to a situation to mm-hmm. make that bigger picture kind of a overview. That's the way I look at it.
Cool.
Sometimes I don't Sounds think good. You're meant to see everything about yourself, though.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
You know, I truly don't. Some things you're, even you, the reader, you're not meant to see about yourself or what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true because using your intuition in that fashion, knowing things about your future, about yourself, could be very fearful. It could be, you know, knowing when you're going to die is a very fearful thing. That's why we can't sometimes tap into it. Some of us can, but it's very, the ego just can't handle that. The ego is like, oh, I'm not going to die. I don't want to know when I'm going to die. Blah, blah, blah. You know how it is. But intuition is, everybody on this planet is intuitive. That's the thing that we have to kind of look at and say, but everybody has levels of intuition. Everybody has levels of intuition where you are actually more heightened towards certain things. Some people are more heightened towards mm-hmm. animals. Some people are more heightened towards humans. Some people are more heightened towards technology. And some people are numbers. And some people, there's all forms of intuition. But, yeah, you can develop your intuition as just like you can develop, you know, your golf game. It's just a matter of practice and maybe getting a coach and finding somebody who can help you. Intuition is mm-hmm. is that little voice in the back of your head that, you know, sometimes it speaks to you. And sometimes our ego gets in the way and interrupts it and says, hey, No. I'm going to protect you because you don't need to know that. Like, for example, he was talking about this check that he was going to get. And, you know, intuitively, you can kind of project and say, hey, what is the projection? Not the wish, because if you're wishing that you would get more money, per se, if I'm going to get my $500 check back, for example, and I only get $350 back, you're not really tuning into the intuitive part of you. You're actually doing the wish crafting of it, which is a whole different style, a whole different thing. It's a whole different topic. Your intuition, what you're trying to figure out is what you're going to give it. You're trying to project forward and see what you're going to see. So you have to actually remove yourself, you know, egotistically out of the picture. You have to move that part of you. What am I going to get? And expect anything. See, when you're reading people, you have to let things flow naturally. You have to let the energy just come through you, in you, and sometimes just pass right through you. And sometimes you can't read somebody. You can't read yourself. There are people who can read parts of themselves. You know, we can read parts of ourselves. I don't think we can wholly read ourselves. I'm not trying to create a limiting belief with that. But I believe what happens is sometimes we get in the way of the process. That's why it's so much easier for us to read other people or to read mm-hmm. things versus, you know, maybe the question was, what is my landlord going to return to me? If he tapped into his landlord, per se, versus thinking about the check, he might have got a different figure, might have got a different number, you know. And then sometimes you have to look at the physical aspects, too. You know, the physical aspects, it goes hand in hand. So how did I leave the apartment? How did I leave this? And if, you know, you know, realistically look at it, if it's dirty, you're going to get deducted. If it's not painted, you're going to get deducted. So realistically, you have to think little things like that. But reality and intuition go hand in hand. So what's in front of you also helps you guide you and helps you to see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take. Let's bring Mike back on, and let's see if we've answered some of his questions, and if he's happy with that. And if he is, we'll move forward. Hello.
Hello. Thanks. No, that was. I love the aspect of wish crafting, because mm-hmm. yeah, that was kind of the situation probably going. I'm just looking to bring more, and again, that answered a great deal of it, and it was just kind of okay. Let me reconfigure, my thought process. And when you said tap into the landlord and kind of, mm-hmm. That would have been a nice whole other way, because again, you just kind of say what you're getting intuitively and you just roll with it when you're reading other people, because it doesn't make mm-hmm. sense to you.
Sure.
And that angle there, when a second party is involved, that was great insight on that.
Very good. Well, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate you. We're going to put you back on hold so you can listen to the show, or you can hang up, whatever you feel. But thanks for tuning in. Awesome. Thanks for being our first caller, and thanks for playing along with us on this, because this is actually the first time we did that. So I'm really happy Adriana brought up the idea. All right?
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. Enjoy Cali out there.
Yeah, it's nice out there. It's cold as hell here.
Yeah. But, wow. That was good.
Cool.
That was good.
Sometimes we get it right. Like they say, right?
Well, yeah. We just speak in our mind, Sure. It's just our perspective, and other people have a completely different one, and that doesn't mean that it's invalid. It's just the way we look at the world and how we see things. And when you're in metaphysics, you're dealing with things that aren't as tangible as the regular sciences, where people can put chemicals together and they're going to get something that they always can rely on, or you can put something under a microscope or a telescope or something like that. You can't really do that with metaphysics. You have to be more fine-tuned to energies and impulses and kind of the heartbeat of the universe. You have to be a little more subjective, I guess you could say, rather than objective. Although I do believe that science is beginning to get into the metaphysical realm and vice versa. I believe that that we're starting to see some things kind of outside of the scope of the strict laws of physics that we've lived by for so long. And we're getting to understand that the world functions on a higher level as well as just this 3D world that we live in, so I believe in. Over time, it's going to blend together, and if it hasn't already in some places, they talk about the black projects where they have, remote viewing and things like that,
yep.
where, they're using psychic abilities to in espionage and in other ways too. And Reiki itself, the Reiki energy is beginning to be more accepted in the medical community too. So
mm-hmm.
I believe that there's a crossover happening and that we're starting to see more acceptance of that going on. So it's a very interesting time to be involved in the metaphysical community. I think it's a time of change and a time of growth and challenges. And, we have a whole new generation coming up too, that is questing and thirsting for some of these things that, some of us can offer, our insight and our experiences with, and
sure.
But they're going to give us new perspectives and new take on it all too. And so, yeah, it's almost like the passing of a torch, and now we're going to see where it goes from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about the passing of the torch. As much as you don't want to hear that sometimes.
Well, we still got things to do. We're not done, but
I know.
It's exciting, and we need to make room for that next generation too. Sometimes we get too stuck in our ways, or we want things to stay the same because they're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But these people, these new children, these young adults, they're here to shake us up a little bit. They want to bring
Absolutely.
Us into a new. a new paradigm, you know, and we need to be open to that. And I'm ready. I'm excited. You know, I think about our friends Allison and Giovanna and some of the other younger people that are just really excited and to be part of our of our unfolding community here, and that's that gives me hope. You know, it gives me hope that it's going to keep growing and going forward.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take another caller. What do you think, Adrian? You have something you want to say real quick?
No, we'll get there.
Okay. I thought I'd interrupt you. I'm sorry. Well, let's take caller. Let's take our next caller and see where they're at.
That's all right.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Are you giving readings?
Oh, sure.
Sort of. Yeah. We're doing readings, but we want to propose a question to you, though.
Go ahead.
You know, we've been asking our callers tonight, you know, what do you really want to know? I mean, what is something that you really truly want to know besides, you know, about your intuition, about your spirituality, different things? I mean, just, it's open. We'll give you a reading as well, but is there any...
Discernment. I get discernment. I'm close with Christ, so I pray a lot. And
mm-hmm.
I figure it's discernment, and there's a lot of things I just... There's a voice inside of me that talks to me, that tells me stuff. And sometimes you get your gut feeling, or you just know things. You just know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great explanation of intuition right there.
Absolutely. And so in which direction would you like us to, you know, go with something you want to propose? Some kind of question.
Well, I don't know. I was concerned about, I don't know. I don't even have a question, I guess.
No, but you know what? You know what's funny is you shared something that was very important, though, with us. You know, something that, you know, that's kind of the topic tonight. Topic is about intuition, trusting in your own ability to answer questions that maybe you have, you know, I mean, I know you're asking the panel and want to maybe tune in and figure something out, but you gave a nugget, a very powerful nugget. That's why you don't have to answer it anymore, because you kind of answered something that's important to you. You talked about prayer, and that's kind of what grounds you and puts you in the place that you need to be. And that's very powerful medicine right there. And just knowing the knowing and knowing that there's you don't know also is very powerful. And, you know, and not setting expectations and just kind of letting energy flow through you versus forcing it through you, which a lot of us do. We try to force, you know, the read or force something we like, or if we don't like the read, you know. Sometimes in the work we do, we don't necessarily give you the reading that maybe the question you ask per se. You ask a question, but sometimes spirit says, well, she really needs to hear this. She really needs to hear that. Versus then she'll hang up later and figure it out, the pieces and the parts. You know, the work we do, we channel the energy and we move through the energy. And sometimes we don't question it. We just kind of give you the read versus, you know, trying to project a reading onto you that would make you feel better and maybe try to make you feel like, you know, we answered your question. Sometimes I'll sit here and go, you know, something will come up, you know, like you need to maybe take more walks and take care of your health, you know, just little things like that happen. I don't know. What do you think, Dave and Adriana? Do you understand? You know where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. In fact, what is your name, caller?
Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Well, you know... You know, while you were talking, I went and I drew a card for you, and the card that I drew is the owl. And the owl is about paying attention to signs. You know, the owl is a creature of the night, and most of the time in night we can't see very far, but the owl has a special ability to see in the darkness. You know, that's what the owl is made for. So this card is about watching for signs. You know, you may have a question on your mind, or you just may want to know where your life's going now, you know. So told someone earlier that we're really all about communication. The world and the universe is trying to communicate to you all the time, and it does it through many, many different ways. You know, it could be a song on the radio. It could be something a friend tells you. It could be something that you just hear from that voice that you were talking about earlier that comes to you. But there's always communication going on. So the owl card is telling you to keep your eyes open and to keep your heart open and to just be aware of those messages that come at you. Some of them are going to be subtle. Some of them are going to be right up in your face, and you're going to know exactly what you're being told. But there's an important message that is wanting to be told to you. So just be aware of that and be ready for it, and you'll know it when you hear it and when it comes to you.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too. Many
you
blessings.
Too.
I love the wisdom that we're gaining from our listeners, you know. They know more than they sometimes think they do. And then that's amazing,
yeah.
You know, and you can just pick up, you know. I think it's sometimes just how the question's proposed. Sometimes we think that we have to reach out, and right there we have the answer. We had it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just had to have someone just maybe nudge us a little bit to see it and ask, turn it around and say, hey, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us put a lot of emphasis on people who do this work, and, you know, the work we do is very important, very powerful, and we have to be very cautious and very aware of that and understand that, you know, we can only give a message, you know, and it doesn't necessarily mean the way it is. I don't like readers who say, oh, you got to do this, or it's going to be like this or like that. I don't like readers like that personally, because
mm-hmm.
that's projecting, you know, something, you know, onto somebody who doesn't, should be open to possibilities and things to happen and things to evolve in a way that's, you know, very natural. You know, readings don't have to be fearful, because like David, you and I talked about this the other day. I said, there's, and I think Adriana too, all types of parallels that you can draw from. You know, all of us are drawing from multiple universes out there of lives that you're living. And so you don't know which universe you're actually pulling from sometimes. And the possibilities that you can do this or go left or right, you're going to draw from one of those, depending how you energetically react with that person on the other side of the phone or that person in front of you. I don't know if you guys remember having a conversation with
exactly.
me about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was in an alternate universe when you were talking about that one.
There you go. You see,
no.
Point proven.
No, that's true though. You know, we're only letting the message come through us, and you know, I don't want to filter it through my own assumptions or you know, whatever prejudices I might have about something, you know, or prejudging
mm-hmm.
What I'm supposed to say. I want to be as clear and as open a channel to that as I can be. You know, being human, you know, I've got my limitations and everything, but it's important to always keep the keep it open and open to interpretation. Let that person make their own assumptions or, you know, their own perceptions about it too, and not try to say, like you said, Iggy, that this has to be this way or that way. So I think that's important to keep in mind.
And Adriana, anything you want to add on to that?
No, I agree pretty much with what both of you said. So I'm a little distracted. I have to apologize. But I am a little bit distracted in I think now is the time it's going to come out. So, I have been reading up on some spiritual warfare from a book that was gifted to me, and I was just drawn to the section of this book, which
seems to fittingly go with some of the things I've been dealing with personally lately. And I opened it up to the part where some people are actually possessed with demons, and how the saints in their ways would combat them or get rid of them. And it was interesting because some of the things mentioned in here, some physical things that demons can, the ways they can manifest in your home, some of those things actually sound like some things that have happened in this house since I've been here. So it's been quite interesting, and I am distracted tonight, so I will apologize, but that is why, because some of the things that I was reading was so close to home to some of the things that happened in this house when I first moved in. And it's just interesting. But
okay.
Do you believe in demons?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. Well, you know, part of me wants to say no because I don't believe that that there's a force of evil in this world, but I also know that that's probably not the entire picture. I know that we as human beings are great generators of energy, and that also receivers of energy because of our unique position in the world here. You know, we're kind of halfway between the animal realm and the nature realm, and halfway into the higher realms with all of the entities and beings and spirits that are there. And we can receive from both. So we're in a unique position. So, you know, I know sometimes that there are dark forces, you know, that can energies that can be attached to places and people and times, you know, that we can feel. Can someone become possessed? I believe it's possible, I guess, you know. So I don't know if it's more the traditional, when we traditionally think of demons, you know, you're going to go back to traditions like the Judeo-Christian tradition where angels fell from heaven to become these demons, these powerful beings of, you know, that are independent of us, you know. There's also, like I was saying, the energies that we do create and that hang on to places and, you know, and can be associated with objects and things like that. So I don't live in that fearful kind of state where I have to worry about it all the time. You know, if like we were talking about intuition earlier, if my intuition tells me that there's something wrong here or I shouldn't be in a place, I'll leave, or I won't be directed to go there. I also believe that I'm watched over and you know, that kind of guided to the place I need to go to. But if I was going to go into a place knowingly, you know, to confront some sort of dark force there, I would just go in with as much light and as much power and presence of all of my backup, you might say, that I have, and I would give it my best shot, you know. But I don't know. That's how I'd approach it. What Iggy? What do you think of that whole subject?
Oh.
You're listening to withinsightsradio.com.
Okay.
Oh, what I think about demons. Well, you know, we can be demons. We can be demons. Human beings can be demons. We can be very demonic
in
our approach.
Do you believe in them?
Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to say I don't believe in things, because you know what? Anything's possible in this universe. Anything's possible in this world. Anything's possible. And you know what? Just because you don't see something and you don't experience something doesn't mean it's not there. You know, it's like saying that God doesn't exist because we don't see him, or there's no God because we don't see him or her. But we know that there's a force that, you know, created everything. It created every aspect, everything, you know, this microphone, my body, the sun, the moon. Something created that. So why wouldn't there be demons? Why wouldn't there be creatures that, you know, maybe they get inside of us and manipulate our bodies because that's the only way they can actually do the work they do. Some of them whisper in your ears. Some of them can talk to you. So, plus, you know, how where you're at, too, plays a lot into how demons affect you, how demonic forces, you know, enter into your sphere. Because if you're in a low state of vibration, well, you know, it's like anything. You know, if you are in that kind of energy, you're going to attract certain and liked energies. Because they just, you know, the polarities just draw that. You get sucked right into that. That's why, you know, you see people who are super happy. They're always around other happy people and blah, blah, blah. You know, but people who are kind of depressed and kind of more, they're either alone or they're with other people who just bring them down. So demons can play a big part. And, you know, when I say the demonic person, the person who gets can become very demonic in their believing, in their way, we do some crazy stuff as human beings. And where does that come from? Yeah. It's because we have to remember we're also a very sophisticated animal of sorts. We also have a primal side of us where we do things. Yeah. And, you know, that primal energy comes out of us sometimes. And we do some crazy stuff. And sometimes we become very, very primal when we try to protect ourselves or protect the people around us or the things we own, the things we put, you know, that are in our possession. And then we become prime also to keep away things that we don't want into our lives. That's why the aspects of shadow side and the light side are very powerful. So we are all light, but we are also shadow. We have to have – we balance in both. You have to find the balance and the harmony within both of those two worlds. You have to find that gray area where you float in and out. Because if you're too far right into the light, you know, then all you see is the light. You're kind of out of touch too. And then if you're too far into the darkness, then you're out of touch there too because you're out of balance. You can't see the light. And to know when you're in the light, you have to understand that you do have a shadow side and you can be in the light and be shadow. People don't understand that. You being so pompous and above all and everybody and putting people off because you think that you're better and higher because you're in the light can cast a big shadow on people by ignoring them, you know, not helping them and not entrusting them, not empowering them. Yeah, you're empowering yourself. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to have a balance of the two. You have to find balance in the light and the shadow because a demon can be – a demon doesn't just live in the dark. That's another illusion people have. The demons are just in the dark. No, they live very brightly in the light as well. This illusion and this myth that they are just in the dark and you see them rolling around the corners and stuff, absolutely not. Sometimes they're so in front of you, right there in front of you, and you can see them. And but you don't even know they're even there sometimes. That's how they work. Well, they work on an ethereal plane that we don't understand sometimes. But sometimes we catch glimpses of them. Sometimes we see them, and sometimes we see that shadow run by us, and sometimes we see that bright light flashes. So for me, demons aren't necessarily like the movie demon, like the demons that you see in the movies where they're like claws and, you know, coming at you. I think it's an energy. It's a form of some kind of force, like David was saying, kind of like God force like that. But it's not a creative force. It can't create like God creates. It can create mischief. It can create, you know, us doing things that we don't want to have. We don't have any control over. Sometimes they can put us in situations that we don't even know we're got put into because we're vulnerable and we let go. So for me, demons are not necessarily the Hollywood demons, but yeah, they're demons. And the energy can possess us and the energy can, you know, go into us and become that. So a lot of the times the demons we're fighting, you hear people say that I'm fighting my own demons.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest demons are always going to be the ones that are inside of us, the ones that are inside of us that we don't show the world. You know, the ones that we don't want people to know that we are. We hide behind that in the light sometimes. We put the light in front of us so people can't see us, and we move around. It's like when you light a match. The match doesn't give off a shadow. People don't know that. The stick does, but the light itself doesn't. But that's my version. That's my version.
That's not my version.
So let me ask a question, though. Do you think that these kind of energies can attach themselves to families and kind of be passed on through generations? Well, I guess
absolutely.
You would call it being being cursed, so to speak, you know, and
I do.
It, because, yes, absolutely you can. And I don't know if it's much of a curse than a belief. Mm-hmm. If you believe something so powerfully and you hold on to it, then it becomes a curse because you bring it. You change. Oh, you know, my great-grandfather died on that bridge, and that's cursed. We're cursed. We don't walk on that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's just little things like that. We energetically create curses of sorts. If you want to call it a curse, we create these things. Mm-hmm. We manifest these things. Yes, we can pass it on to generations. But you know what? You can heal it in this generation. You can stop that so-called curse and say, you know, I'm no longer believe that. I'm going to manifest that all my generations are going to heal from that. But it takes a big person. You know, some of us are so entrenched in story. Human beings are so entrenched in story. We want to believe things. We want to attach to things. We want to be loyal to things, you know. And then when we find out we've been duped in the process, you know, well, then we become so mad or become very depressed. But you're right, David. I do believe people do carry on these miasms of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then energetically, it can go into your body. It can manifest into your body. It can manifest into your cells. It can manifest into your thinking patterns. Yeah. I mean, just look at our country. You know, you posted something the other day about the Pledge of Allegiance, right?
Right.
You remember that? I pledge allegiance to the flag, blah, blah, blah.
It was like mind control or programming that we put our children through.
Absolutely. Families do this all the time. They put these programmings in their family. They create these stories. Oh, your great-grandfather was Hercules. Did you know that your grandfather was Hercules? He's the true Hercules, you know. And so you start creating these stories. Oh, yeah, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was Hercules. And then you get to the point where someone goes, Hercules? That's a myth. Someone finally goes, Hercules is just a myth, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you challenge the base. You challenge where the story comes from. It's like some people don't believe in Jesus Christ. Some people believe he was a great prophet, and that's it. But that's their belief.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a whole slew of people who, you know, think that he died and he rose from the dead after 3 days. But that's their belief. They believe that. That's entrenched in their spirit, in their soul. You can't take that out even if you tried. You can't move that. You can't move that core out of them. And there are other people who, you know, believe in anything. Another type of belief, you know, an atheist belief where you have to believe in everything that's nothing, that everything is. You have to believe that that's it. You're done. And you manifest. I don't even know if they believe if you manifest into something else. Some do. But a lot of them that I know think that once you're dead, you're dead. And that's it. You know, congratulations. You're worm food. And, you know, but you have to become something else after you die. Even if you're food, you become somebody's poo. And from that poo, you fertilize the world, right?
Yes. It goes on and on. It might not be being poo might not be the afterlife I'm looking for, but, you know, that's still useful.
No, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not the afterlife you're looking for, but you know what? We all came from Mother Earth. We all came from this clay. It's in every religious doctrine you can ever imagine. We come from this clay. We're made from the clay, and the breath was blown into us. And that breath, you know, is life. So we do return to the dirt at some point, somewhere, somehow.
We are the living poo.
That's right. We're somebody's poo.
that's an interesting way to look at it. Okay.
Let's take a caller. We're the magical guano. Here we go. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hello, Laura.
Good. Hi.
You enjoying our show?
Yeah.
Cool. What's on your mind?
You're taking questions, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're open to all possibilities.
Too. Yeah.
We're asking questions of you, too. Dave, you want to ask her a question?
Go ahead, ask her a question.
Oh, a question. Okay. So you've heard some of the things we're talking about tonight. First of all, what do you feel about intuition? Do you feel is it something that's strong in your life?
I would say that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But trusting in it is a whole different thing.
What holds you back from trusting in your intuition?
Hmm. I don't know, actually. Maybe because I don't feel that, maybe I don't feel like I'm worth it, but I'm worthy for it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, things happen around me, and I do recognize the signs when I see them. So that I trust, because those are physical manifestations that happen in front of me that I can't doubt. So those things I do trust. But when it comes to an idea or something that pops into my head, I don't always trust that. I get into my head too much. I analyze things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I can relate, yeah.
Over-analyzing.
Yeah.
I do that. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in demons?
I do. I do believe that they exist. And
do you see them like you think you could see them physically, or just more like they are just an energy that has powers of its own, I guess?
I think it's a little of both. I think that they can be seen in some instances. There's been people that have said that they've seen sightings.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe that it can be a very negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
That you can walk into a house and you can feel an oppressive feeling. Yeah. So those are situations where you have to actually get out as fast as possible. I was in a situation once when I was in college, and everybody wanted to play around with the Ouija board, and I refused to touch it. And everything I kept saying to everybody that we shouldn't be messing with it, and we shouldn't have been messing with it, because that can open up a portal. So I was glad that I didn't touch it, but we were asking it. We connected with something, and we asked where it was, and it said H-E, and we thought it was going to say A for heaven, and it said L. So we freaked out, and everybody, we all threw it out into the middle of the hallway. You know, and
did
I started praying and asking for forgiveness. You know, I just said to everybody, we can't be messing with this stuff. That's why we're not supposed to be touching it. Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing with those things, you shouldn't be touching them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's good advice.
Very good.
So
I did draw. I drew three cards for her, for Laura. They just kind of popped off the deck, so I'm just going to give them to you, and I want you just kind of think about it. I'm not going to go any further except read what's on the card. I think you'll understand what they mean. The first card I drew was the eagle. Spirit, trust in your higher self. Card number two is cougar, confidence. Be bold and take charge. Number three, beaver. Productiveness, go ahead and just do it. So those are your cards, your animal cards. You got the eagle, cougar, and the beaver.
Hmm. Okay, they all make sense.
All right, very good. Thank you
That's
for calling.
Awesome.
We appreciate you. Thanks for giving us your insight.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Cool.
Yeah.
Learning again, man. Our callers
always
have some good insight.
It's great. Yeah. You know. It is good. You know, I didn't think of insight as being something that you maybe don't believe enough in yourself to trust. It was interesting the way she put that.
Mm-hmm.
More like, you know, I know that it's there, but I'm not sure I'm worthy of it. I think that's how she put it, you know. And we have so many gifts that we're given in this body, in this mind, in this spirit of ours, you know, that somehow the world has told us that we're not worthy of them, that somehow we haven't, you know, we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not, you know, that's just such a lie, you know. And if, I guess if there's any evil in the world, it's that which tries to hold us back, because we are so powerful, we are so creative in our nature. You know, we create all the time through our thoughts, through our actions, through our words. We're always building this world that we're living in, you know, and when something comes along and tries to squish that down or, you know, pervert that somehow so that you're always creating bad for yourself. And I know so many people who, that's their programming. You know, when you're talking about programming, we get that from our parents, from our peers, from our culture, our society, where there's this, we have this voice in our head that's always knocking us down, that's always putting us down, you know, and it gives us this whole deficit point of view, you know, where we're always trying to fill a hole that really isn't there, but we imagine that it is, and we create it because we, like I say, we're creative beings, so we create this gap and this void inside of us that's always trying to be filled with something, love, stuff, food, addictions, you know, and it's sad because it totally perverts the purpose of being a human being, which is to bring great abundance, great joy, great love, great peace into this world, you know, and we walk around just doing the total opposite because that's what our parents did, or that's what our culture tells us to do, or our religion, or our the voice inside our heads that always puts us down. That's the curse, I think, that a lot of us are living under. So if I could lift that curse, if I could do one thing, would be to lift that curse from so many people and help them to see how beautiful, how powerful, and how whole they are right now.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
true.
That's our job.
That's right. You know, for those of you who want to learn how to hone your intuition, one of the best ways is just playing games. You know, playing games, you know, writing things in an envelope, shuffling them around, and or have somebody write something for you, drawing pictures, and you try to work through them and visualize and focus on what is in that envelope. You know, these are just little tricks and stuff. So, you know, that's something that I recommend for people to, you know, to do. Another way to use your intuition is if, let's say you have a job interview, for example, and you have three choices. And so out of the three choices, okay, you want to make the best choice possible. Well, what I usually do is have people write on the piece of paper the three choices, you know, this job A, job B, job C, and then a blank paper, okay, in the group. And basically what I ask them to do is take these four pieces of sheets of paper, don't look at them, you know, or you can put them in an envelope to make it a little better to hide, and place them in around the house, anywhere in your house, and usually in the living room you're working, just put them all over the floor and rearrange them and then go up to them and actually stand on them or next to them, these envelopes or these pieces of paper, and energetically try to pick up the vibration that's been written there. So job one, for example, how does it make you feel? What are you feeling standing next to this piece of paper? What energy is flowing through you right now? What's coursing through you? Do you feel agitation? Do you feel enjoyment? What are you feeling? Go to B, the same thing. And basically what you start doing is you start to narrow down the feelings, the emotions that are being drawn from that. And then eventually at some point, these corporations do this. Big corporations do this. And they decide on products and stuff they want to promote. But for you, by doing this, you figure out which one you draw. Then what you do is you open up the envelope or turn the paper over, and then you read what's on it. For example, if you drew B and you felt like you wanted to go here, work here, blah, 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 most chances are you're going to have a good opportunity. But here's the thing. You draw the blank sheet. That, for some people, you know, is like, okay, I drew the blank sheet. What happened? Well, the blank sheet just means unlimited possibilities. You can do anything. You know, the choices of all three, you can go to any of these jobs, you'd be fine. But you could also go further. You can wait for another job, or you can create your own business, or you can do, you know, that we are creators. As human beings, we create. So these little things are how you hone on your intuition. I do this a lot sometimes, and sometimes I don't, but I teach people how to do this, especially when we're working in sessions, because sometimes we just need little tools to help us. So many times we're just waiting for somebody to tell us to do something versus actually following through. But if you do the work yourself, you learn how to do this work, then you can help and tune your intuition. Just a little gift to everybody.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
I second that.
Okay.
A little quiet on that side of the line.
That's okay. That's all right.
We're just floating around in the International Space Station up here. You know, it's just sometimes.
Yep. Sometimes you just have to look out the window and see the beautiful world.
Yep.
It's really all there. Yeah. And we have sort of a special you know, sort of vision we have as human beings, because we can see so many things. You know, we don't see just what's there. We see what that means to us. We see what it symbolizes. And sometimes we can get lost in that too, though. So we have to watch ourselves. We have to stay connected to the heart of things instead of so much the idea of things. We have to see the true nature of things. And that takes insight, getting back to insight, you know, and intuition helps you to see the bigger part of the world that that your narrower sort of analyzing and rationalizing mind that we use all the time in every day keeps you from seeing. So it helps to do those exercises like you're talking about, where you try to get out of your head for a while, get out of that left brain thinking, and get more into, I guess they call it the right side, but the greater mind, you know. And I don't know, you know, I've walked in a lot of places, and I've tried to keep my wits about me, you know, and I probably have avoided some pretty bad situations just by the grace of whoever's watching out for me, you know. There's also times when we have to really understand that people are going through some pretty tough things, and you know, they don't have the same kind of counselors or a belief in themselves that we do. So, you know, we just have to be there for them in any way that they'll let us be there, and try to you know, help them through it. Everyone's got a journey that they're going to walk on, and you know, they're going to make their mistakes, and they're going to have their victories, and they have to own it. So I'm just here to say, you know, there's some of us out here who, if you want some help or you want a little advice or you just want to talk, you know, we're here for you.
Absolutely.
If you play the lollipop league, I'm out of here.
What's that? I didn't hear
you.
If you
play the lollipop league now, I'm gone. Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
Dear God. No, I don't think we have to play the lollipop guild, do we?
No, not yet. Anyway,
I think everything's going good. We only play that when things are going a little crazy.
We get off the track a little bit, but
everything feels good today.
Yeah,
we didn't really have a track.
Yeah. No, but I love the idea that, you know, inviting our guests, our listeners, to actually, you know, share their thoughts, you know, what they're thinking.
Yeah, participate.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was awesome. That was a great call on your part. And I really appreciate that, because sometimes, you know, us men, we kind of get stuck in old ways and old habits. And so it's nice to have that feminine energy to just like say, hey, you know what? We're going to be gentle today. We're not going to talk politics, and we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk politics, I'm going to hit you in the head with this stick.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm kind of tired of that, but the good thing is, you know, that we're getting ramped up, and we're getting really excited about what's going to come for us, you know, individually here. Like I say, I've got my websites out there. That's just the beginning. There's going to be a lot of opportunities that I'm going to take to offer what I have to offer. I believe that I have to offer to the world, And I'm going to help other people connect with themselves, you know, connect with other people who are like themselves and get them
sure.
out there too. You know, I believe it's time mm-hmm. to take it to another level. So I want to be a part of that. And I feel like we are moving forward in some ways, you know. Our radio show is a good thing, you know, and there's going to be other things that we're offering. So this year is going to be a great year of beginnings, you know, and about coming into a second and third stages of what we're doing, you know, and starting to see some of the fruits of what we've been doing. There's, you know, we've been out there, we've been having fun, we've been doing work and everything, but now I think we're focused more on finding the right combinations of things, using some mm-hmm. of the tools that we have at our disposal to take it all to a new level and a higher dimension, so to speak. But I'm excited
right.
about that. I want to keep going forward with the mission that we have and the things that we're doing and just it's exciting. So, you know, more books are coming, more events are coming. We have, of course, the Ash Cave coming up this next week, drumming at Ash Cave. It's going to be great.
Jam.
Yep. We have a Walk of the Peacemakers coming up on the 11th here in Columbus. We're going to go out there and just represent peace, hope, and love. We're going to try to raise the vibration out there on the streets. And that's fun, you know, and it's something that the people driving by probably don't expect to see, but And that's
yeah.
good. You know, we need to be out there and be vocal and be visible in this world. We can't hide our light under a bush anymore, like the Bible says. You know, we have to be out there and get in be the salt of the earth, get in there and get in the mix. You know, there's a lot
yeah.
of, like you were saying, a lot of fear, a lot of tension, a lot of negative energy out there. And we have the antidote to that. We have something that can bring people's vibrations up, get their hopes up, get them back to loving one another and, you know, bring on a better day. And I'm excited about that too. So yeah, stay tuned, folks.
Awesome.
Okay.
Did you breathe when you said that?
I learned circular breathing so I can talk a lot and still breathe at the same time. You know, it's just something
all
you
right.
have to do. And
hit it.
Practice a lot.
We represent the lollipop gym, the lollipop gym, the lollipop gym, and in the name of the lollipop gym, we welcome you so much,
Kinley. Hello, caller. How can we help you today? Hello, hello.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry about that. I had my phone on mute. I have a question. How important is a past life number? How important is it?
Oh,
what was
that's
that again?
An excellent.
What she said in here?
She said, how important is your past life memory or is your past life? Is that what you said? No.
Yeah. How important is your past number, your past life number?
Past
their
life
number.
Oh, okay. So maybe I don't quite understand what that is. Iggy or Adriana, do you understand?
I think it has something to do when you have your birthday and what your day you were born and you add them up and you get this number.
Oh, okay. Numerology, okay.
But,
so she's talking about numerology.
Thank you.
That's your birth number.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I'd always read was your birth number.
Thank you for helping me out with that.
Oh, sure. No problem. No, that's quite all right. You know, I'll just start out by saying that, you know, birth numbers or path numbers have been very important to me. You know, I've just always had a connection with 3, 5, and 7. Those three numbers seem to be very strong in my life. And my birth number is a 5. So that's also been very powerful for me. So I always look for those numbers. Whenever I'm trying to see if maybe something's right for me, with an address, I'll add it up and I'll go, well, that adds up to a 6. That doesn't quite feel right. You know, and it sounds kind of crazy, but I try to stay connected to that energy
right.
of those numbers. You know, so I know that whenever I see those numbers in any combination, I know that, okay, that's that's speaking to me. You know, that tells me something. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm glad that you asked that question. But yeah, so like for instance, I was born on May 21st, and in 1957. So May is the fifth month. You add two and one together, that's three. You've got a five and seven in 1957. So numbers come up again and again because they have energy. You know, they have a resonance with us.
Right.
So you're going to see numbers that speak to you are going to keep appearing. And it's a language. You know, math and numbers are a language of the universe. So just like
right.
any other thing that communicates with you, you know, in the shamanic or the indigenous spirituality kind of traditions, we have totem animals. And whenever we see or hear about those totem animals, then we know, okay, something is talking to me. I've got a connection to that. And the same thing with numbers, I think, is you can find that same kind of communication and connection with numbers, too. So.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have to say, I agree. Numbers are important. And you're going by the numbers from the day of your birth. So that is, those are specific numbers and combinations to you, your personal energy. Numbers are very important in whatever, whether it's your birth number, your name number, you can do it with your name, your personal year number, all of those are important.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I think mine's a two, but okay. Is there a way I can get a reading maybe?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Is there something that you want to just, or do you want us to just kind of reach out and see what we get for you?
I
reach
appreciate
out.
That more better. Yeah, reach out. Yes, I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, Iggy, why don't you go first, if you would?
Yeah, my number was a six. Oh, you brought that up,
okay.
Dave.
Okay.
I don't resonate with that number. That's fine. All right, let's go.
You're a half dozen.
I'm half dozen. And that's true. All right, here we go. All right. What's your name, caller?
Adele, A-D-E-L-L.
Adele, okay. Pick a number 1 through 10.
Let's go with 2.
Okay. 1 and 2. Boom, okay. I pulled an animal totem card for you. And this card is, well, let's see if your intuition works. What card do you think I have in my hand?
If it's not an owl, it's, maybe it's a turtle, but the turtle is my totem animal, but go for it.
Okay. Well, he's not really a turtle, but he is a koala.
Okay.
I pulled the koala bear, and the koala bear is about empathy. Speak less and listen more. So I'm not going to give too much into that read. I want you to think about that and take that with you. Usually I go a little deeper, but Spirit wants me just to give you that read, just like that, very simple.
I got that.
So,
okay.
So maybe David and
yes.
Adriana might want to give you something else, but Spirit wanted me to say, just tell her that she'll understand.
Ah, okay. Adriana, why don't you go next? You're always really in depth.
Not tonight.
Okay, all right.
I don't know how much time you get to spend relaxing, but I think you need to relax a little bit more. Just whatever time you can grab to do that, I think you need to relax, not worry so much about maybe other people that are around or cleaning up after someone. I think you need to just start giving yourself time to relax throughout the day. So
that is definitely for me.
I see you ironing in your kitchen, so I think you need to relax.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
ironing in my kitchen, that means I need to stop making pancakes and waffles.
That's funny.
Waffles are good, though. I like waffles. Okay.
Yeah,
but...
so do I. But I receive that. I really do.
Good.
Awesome. Okay, well, finally, I drew the horse card, and the horse card is all about freedom of choice. Let go of the illusion that you're somehow a victim. Know that you always have a choice in any and every situation. Take responsibility for the consequences of that choice and stop holding on to any beliefs that you have to somehow suffer through or endure the circumstances of that choice. Once you fully allow this reality, you will, let me turn the page here, you will automatically shift into experiencing greater control over your life. You can choose to do whatever you want, to wander about or stay in place, to go forward, backward, or even sideways, to be dependent or autonomous, to continue doing what you're presently doing, or to alter your course, perhaps to pursue spirit's calling. This is important, this little part here, I think. Your soul has made a choice to incarnate into the body and being of the one you are. Once you surrender to that fact, it becomes more difficult to play the victim, and your ultimate trust in life becomes magnified. You can choose to hear and respond to that inner voice, or to quell it and run from it. So choose. Do what makes your soul sing, and do it with gusto and passion. So the horse is telling you that you have freedom of choice, and you have the ability to live either as a victim or to be free. So pursue the path that makes you free. Pursue the path that your heart is calling you to. And that's a powerful card. So that might be a little too much to digest all at once. But, let that sink in. And if it resonates with you, that's great. But thank you for being on our show tonight. And it was wonderful to feel your energy.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Love our callers tonight. They've been really cool sharing their insights with us.
Yeah.
It's been a while, a different spin on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Because it's been a while since we've sat down and had callers. You know, a lot of times we just talk all of our show, and it's good to listen as well, I think. And this feels right.
I've got a lot out of what our callers have talked about. And what they've expressed. I think tonight was more about me listening to the show more than being so much a part of it for me tonight. So thank you guys.
I like that. Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah. That's great.
And we're winding down. So any tidbits you guys want to leave with our listeners?
Everybody for sharing. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm contemplating all these things that you've talked about. So, thank you.
Nice.
Yes, I have to agree with that. I feel good. I feel good about things. I feel good about the direction that I'm taking, and I feel good about the way that we're opening up, opening up to everything, in the good and the bad, and it's awareness, and awareness always will bring change and bring light and bring hope to us, because we're here for each other as human beings, and we have to understand that old ways are falling, new ways are rising, and we're a part of it. What a great time to be alive. What a great time to be a part of this. This change that's coming here, and this shift that we're undergoing. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't trade my friendship with you for the world, either one of you and the people listening, that get so much out of our show. It just makes me feel like I've got my purpose and my mission here is unfolding. I love it. So anyway, before I say too much again, I think I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. it's always a pleasure doing a show with you two. We really feed off each other really well, I believe. And the thing about our synergy, our working together is that, we listen to each other You know, Adriana had an idea. You know, it wasn't like, well, we're not going to do that. No, that's what we do. We listen and we try it. We experiment. And if it works out, yeah, if it doesn't work, fine. You just move on. I think that's what friendships are like, you know?
Okay.
And friendships are, you know, creating healthy limits and boundaries, but also embracing those boundaries, you know, when we're there and saying, hey, you know what? I see you. I love you. I adore you. I care about you. I hug you, you know? So that's what you guys bring to my life, you know, knowing that I have some place to, you know, lean back and, you know, be myself, you know, and express my emotions and my feelings and not feel like I have to hide, you know, hide them away from the world. And, you know, you guys know more about me than the average person who's, you know, knows me. You guys are really deep into my feelings and my emotions. I know you guys care about me, and that's why we're friends, because you care about me, but you also care about yourselves. And, mm-hmm. you know, I see that in you guys. So that's very important to me. It's very valuable to me.
Respect.
So without getting
love,
too,
and,
without getting too mushy, I love you.
Okay. Love you too, man. Everyone have a great night, and we'll see you again next week.
We'll see you next week. And for those of you who will be tuning in, peace and love. We have the Gypsy Wagon Hour on Wednesday at noon with Dawn Thompson. So tune into her show if you can at noon. And like my friend said, we'll see you next week. And, you know, like I wrote a song for them, that's how we're going to go out.
Gonna be true. It's always more fun when you do it with people.